Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
Look at them. Fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to a weekend that is going to be spectacular. Temperatures in the 90s here in Southern Nevada. So the weather is turning warm here in Southern Nevada. Hopefully the rest of the state and SoCal will be on that track soon. Joining us now, and I'm always happy to have him, he is David Bossy. He is the president of Citizens United. He is the former deputy campaign manager for Trump for president, and he joins us from Maryland, from his home. David, first of all, tell me how you and your family are coping in this coronavirus environment that we live in.
Well, you know, we're like every other family trying to make do. You know, I have two older kids. I have four children, one in college age and one junior in high school, and both were away at school. And my son, it was at a sports program that he went to in January through June, and both of them, you know, came home unexpectedly, obviously. And so we're coping with distance learning for college, for high school. I actually have a middle schooler and an elementary school, so we got a lot of homeschooling, learning for mom and dad as well. But it is it's a stressful time with, you know, just like it is for every single person, and we're all wishing. I have 80-year-old parents that I'm hopeful are, you know, going to be safe through this, and it's just the insecurity for Americans who are not used to this. This is obviously every 100-year problem that we seem to have. So no one's used to it, but this is something that America has always been immune to, if you will. And so it's a shock to the system for everyone, including my family. So we're coping with it. We're going to get through it. We're going to be better off for it at the end. But I would say that I would like some of my college tuition money back that I paid to the University of Alabama, because, you know, obviously distance learning, but the room and board, you know, families are affected by this through losing their jobs and other things. And one of the ways that they're affected is obviously losing money. They save their money for all those years to send their kids to college, and to have that be a problem, to lose that money is a problem. And I'm glad that the president made Harvard and these other schools, you know, not take taxpayer dollars after firing their employees and taking the tuition money.
Again, David Bossy joining us, the president of Citizens United. Want to ask you, you worked very, very hard to get this president elected. Tell me now, 3.5 years, whatever it is, in the midst of being a wartime president, how do you think he's doing?
Oh, it's exceptional. This president, what he's done, and look, we all put this coronavirus pandemic, we the political guys, you know, we look at it and we try to figure out how we're going to come out of the other end of it. But prior to this, and this is, of course, no one's fault, except for the Chinese, it's no one's fault, it is that this pandemic has happened. It's no one here in the United States' fault, that's for certain. So we look at what President Trump did in those 3 years before this pandemic, and you look at rebuilding the military, taking an anemic economy and rebuilding it into a juggernaut, into the world's greatest economy in 3 short years. You look at the trade deals that he's had to renegotiate. You look at deregulation. You look at every matrix of what makes a successful presidency, the federal judiciary. Think about that. That's the number one thing on most people's list, and I don't even get to it till fourth or fifth. Two tremendous Supreme Court justices, 200 federal judges confirmed on the bench for lifetime tenure. What he has done, what we call Trump time, because no one works as fast as he does. No one has the pace, the engine that is this 72-year-old president. And I mean, I'm a lot younger than him, a lot, and I can't keep up with him. And I couldn't keep up with him when I was traveling with him every single day in 2016. This guy is a thoroughbred horse in the sense of his stamina. He goes and goes and goes, and that's why he's able to get so much done in such a short period. He doesn't sit back and give projects and say, come back with a blue ribbon commission, you know, in 6 months. He says, get it done, and then the next day he asks you if you got it done. And it is not the way Washington usually is worked. So he's done a tremendous job. We need to get him reelected in order to rebuild this economy that he got to such a good place.
I got to ask you, though, because you've been around this political game for a long time. You know the electorate better than maybe anybody I know. And I got to ask you, does the electorate go on a what have you done for me lately theme, or will they give him credit for all those great things that you said he did? And he did.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great question. What I believe is going to come in November is twofold. One, how is the president being judged on how he dealt with COVID-19? How is he being judged in November, not today, but in November, with a hindsight, the ability to look back and say, here's what happened, here's the timeline. He's going to get judged on that. And that's something that we are ready for, because he's done the right thing, in my opinion, every day. Very forward-leaning of the private-public partnerships that he's brought to bear, a do-it-all, do-it-now approach in trying to save the economy as well as save American lives. So he's going to get judged on that. I think he's going to get good marks. The other thing is going to be the hope for the future, and he's going to have to articulate his record on the economy and why he is best positioned to rebuild that economy that was destroyed, in essence, through no fault of anyone's other than the Chinese, and why it is that he has campaigned for 10 years or 20 years on decoupling our economy from China, and what a danger China has become, why he created that trade deal with China, and why he has said we need to bring manufacturing back. And I think the American people, in hindsight, looking back, they're going to say, come November, we have to bring our manufacturing back of the PPE, right? People didn't even know what that meant, but it's the personal protective equipment that we so desperately need. Those masks and the medicines that America counts on all come from China. We have to bring that back, and that brings jobs back. And so, look, you know, we have enormous industries that the president has reconstituted through his first 3 years. We can do the same thing with the textile industry that lost so many jobs over the years with building PPE and rebuilding our national stockpiles. You know, the garment district used to be one of the most vibrant industries in New York City. And it's decimated. It's been gone now for years, but that can be rebuilt literally overnight. So there's jobs that can be created. There's new industries that can be created coming out of this. But he's going to get judged on how he handled it and rebuilding the economy, and the American people believing that they need to bring him back so that he can get us back on track.
Again, David Bossie joining us, the president of Citizens United, the former campaign deputy campaign manager, along with Corey Lewandowski for Trump for president. And he joins us from his home in Maryland. I've got to ask you a strategy question. Should the president get out on the road and do more CAG/MAGA rallies in the midst of this coronavirus thing? And how good a situation must there be before he does do something like that?
another outstanding, you know, observation and question. Look, these are important times. The American people want to see the president, no matter who the president is. The American people want to see their president out and about, and they want to see him be safe, and they want to see the American people be safe. So I would say that today, him going out today on campaign-style events is too soon. I do think that he should be out and about starting in the next week or two, going on official visits to go visit, you know, as an example, the men and women, the first responders in New York City, the police officers and the firemen and the nurses and doctors, and to go say thank you. He should be going to, you know, military bases and saying thank you to those military men and women, the doctors and nurses and first responders who came to the aid of Americans because duty called. He should be going to whether it's 3M or other private companies who pitched in, who said, we're going to stop production of whatever widget they make, and we're going to go start making masks or ventilators or what have you. And that way he can be out there. He can be out there, and he should be out there, promoting industry, promoting innovation, and promoting how we as Americans came together. So it's a combination of that and saying thank you. And I think he should be doing that in the month of May. And I think really in June, we can start looking at smaller events than he's used to. You know, he's used to 20,000, 15,000 people jammed in an arena with 10,000 more in the parking lot. You know, he's going to have to go to an event where we're only going to let maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in a huge arena that's going to have social distancing in it. And we're going to, you know, and to be quite candid, it'll look like your average Joe Biden rally instead of a Donald Trump rally, right? I mean, he, you know, Joe Biden can't fill a high school cafeteria. So he wants this type of stuff because he'll at least look like he has a crowd for the first time.
Well, in fact, I was just going to tell you that I was at my local grocery store and I saw Joe Biden's picture on a milk carton. What the hell has happened to Joe Biden?
Ain't that the truth? You know, he literally has become the incredible disappearing candidate. Now, if you're Joe Biden and you're Joe Biden's team, normally campaigns and candidates would be in a panic over this because you can't disappear off the grid. It's just not possible to disappear off the grid. Joe Biden, this is a benefit because the American people don't see his, to be quite honest, his gaffe-prone, mental error-prone responses, his inability to answer a simple question without referring to notes, his forgetfulness. He's got 6 months of campaigning to do, and every day that he can sit in his basement doing web videos and pre-produced material is a good thing for his campaign. But I would tell you that the minute that he gets on a stage with Donald Trump for those three presidential debates in October, I actually am going to have just a twinge of feeling bad for the guy, because Donald Trump is going to tear him limb from limb mentally, because you're going to see a president doing the job and a guy who can just barely put two sentences together.
Final question. I'm going to save the best for last. We've got Republicans in the legislature in Wisconsin suing the governor there for the stay-at-home orders as they are unconstitutional. Are we going to send something to the U.S. Supreme Court relative to the constitutionality of all these stay-at-home orders?
Well, you know, look, maybe, but as governors lift them, they become moot. So, you know, I don't know if any of these cases will last the length of time, and it depends on how they get filed, because, you know, you file an emergency order and, you know, unless, you know, it gets to the Supreme Court in a matter of days or weeks, you know, it may be moot by the time it works its way through the court. So we'll have to see. Look, what the point of that is that there is a time for the American people to get back to work. And there's a time and a place for it. And I don't think anybody knows what the answer is. I think that the president is doing an incredible job in listening to Dr. Birx and Fauci and these others who, he has come to trust and lean on for this information. And so the American people are going to see somebody making decisions because they know he wants to get America back working. He is a guy who says Winston Churchill walked the streets of London when the Germans were bombing London. The British people got up every single day, the civilians, and went to work in factories making bullets and building rifles and airplanes. And those same factories were getting bombed by the Germans every single day in World War II. And they got up every day and did it. The British army built anti-aircraft guns to be able to mitigate the risk, but they didn't eliminate the risk. And the British people got up every day knowing that they could be bombed and still went to the factory. And so we have to have an understanding that we want to mitigate the risk, but you can't eliminate the risk. And we need to do what we do best, which is smartly and thoughtfully and methodically figure out a path forward and then execute it. And I think governors know what's right for their states for the most part. And I think that the president is understands, and he's their biggest cheerleader in the sense of wanting them to be successful so that our country is successful.
Hey, David Bossie, stay safe. Get back to your nuclear family there in Maryland, and we'll talk again. Hopefully under better circumstances. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's David Bossie, the president of Citizens United, former deputy campaign manager for the Trump for President campaign back in 2016. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
You know, for years here on the Nevada Talk Network, people have heard me talking about Lee and Leanne Anderson over at Anderson's Food Town. It is the only locally owned grocery store in Ely, and they are going the extra mile during these troubling times to make sure they can get you taken care of. They can get your grocery and food orders together. You can still get the best meat in Ely at Anderson's Food Town. They also fresh cut meats, poultry, fresh produce as well, all your grocery and household items, and they will deliver them directly to your home. Give them a call at 775-289-8844. Place your order for pickup or delivery, and of course, their deli sandwiches and soup, always available for delivery as well. Anderson's Food Town, 775-289-8844, 775-289-8844, and tell Lee and Leanna we said hi.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Oh, my God. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll have music of your life. This is the music of the coronavirus life. More parody songs. Oh, no. And some of this stuff is really good. Quick note. The governor walked back a bunch of stuff last night. Apparently, yesterday he spoke with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He laid out the 14-day time frame of declining COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, which, by the way, I don't think is achievable, because if you're going to test more, you're going to get more positive results. It sounds like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that we're going to be stuck in this thing forever. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we... Oh, coming up. Very excited. John Ellison, State Assemblyman, District 33, will join us. He is the gentleman citizen legislature. Nah, he really is. He's a great guy. He'll join us from District 33. It's all coming up live and local now.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving. You.
Oh, yeah. It is live and local now, all across the state of Nevada. I saw in the Elko Daily the other day an op-ed penned by two rural representatives, Assemblyman John Ellison and State Senator Pete Gokachea. And I wanted to get one or both of them on. We got John Ellison with us on the line from Ellison Electric. And first of all, Assemblyman, thank you so much for joining us. Give us how this whole coronavirus thing has impacted you, your family, and your business.
Well, I tell you, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. It's affected us big times. I mean, we have some small commercial rentals in our little plaza, and we lost two of them that'll be moving. It broke them. And this so-called stimulus program never seems to emerge, so it just financially destroyed them. And then on top of that, I have, we got a construction crew, and people are scared to either have people in their houses right now or they're scared to spend money. So we're down probably 70% on service calls and that kind of stuff. So this has been trying for us, and then we own a laundromat, and it's down probably 60%. So the big thing is right now is some of these other businesses, like the beauty shops and some of these, it's going to be another month or two before they ever get open.
Well, that brings us to the other night where the governor at a news conference laid out, at least to some degree, but not much specificity, when we're going to be able to move to phase one. Right now, I guess we're at phase zero. I don't know what phase zero is and how he came up with it, but the governor now says that we're not even to phase one yet, much less two or three, to reopening the economy. What did you think of the governor's performance the other night?
Well, I was disappointed. I thought they should have opened some of these small businesses up. And you could put restrictions on them, like these beauty shops. They have to wear a mask. There can only be so many people in the building. They have to maintain the 6 foot, because they got real strong restrictions on them for health anyway. So they just to shut them down, I thought that was crazy. Then you've got some of these small liquor stores, and they put a little bit of food in there, but God, many people that they can jam in the doors go in. So I don't think it's right. I know the health food stores, they sell a little bit of type of foods in there, and they have the health food, but the big ones are open, but yet the little ones are closed down. I think that we've got to have balance, and do I want anybody sick? Not at all. But I still think that we've got to be business pro. Because I tell you what, you've got two major issues going to face it. One is what the state of Nevada's economy is going to be in the next year. It's going to be disastrous. I don't know how you're going to come up with enough money to fund out. And then number two, you've got producers for agriculture, potatoes, tomatoes, corn. Nobody's working these fields. If they don't do something quick, there'll be no food on the shelf in 6 months. Very little.
Again, State Assemblyman John Ellison joining us from District 33. How many cases do you have, COVID-19 cases do you have up in the Elko area?
Well, they had 12, but I guess they're all back to work, but five of them, they're still quarantined. We're the fourth largest county in the continental United States. So there's four positive that I hear they're going to be going back to work quick. They had 12, and four or five are still off sick. You had one death, which they had a problem, health problem. So it's pretty interesting. And if you look at the statistics by gender, you've got 57% of the people that did confirm with the virus are female, 42 are male, and then 1% is unknown. So you look at the big, big picture, what's going on. But as of yesterday, we had 5 confirmed and 6 recovered. That's pretty dang good.
John, the number one complaint I hear from members of our legislature, whether it's Scott Hammond or others, is that the governor simply is not communicating with members of the legislature. Is there a role for the legislature to be playing? Should you be in special session right now?
They should be doing something to get the voices of the people heard, and there's no communication at all, very little. Thank God Pete has been able to get into the Senate side. His group has been able to get into some of the people at the governor's office. But I call down there and I leave messages and it goes nowhere. So I don't know if I'm trying to get a hold of the right people or what, but we've got to do something to get the economy back going. Look at Vegas. I mean, it'll take years and years and years to put that thing back to where it was.
Well, and once you do, then you've got to make sure that people feel safe enough to fly halfway across the country and come to Las Vegas. How do we deal with consumer confidence when if you get this disease, you can die from it?
That's correct. And that's the scary part. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm hearing from experts that says it might be 20 years before you get this economy back. And look at the airlines. They're almost totally bankrupt. I tell you, and there's only so much stimulus money that's out there. But I can tell you the biggest cry I'm getting is people on this joke that they call unemployment. If you say you fill out the paperwork on the computer, it'll kick you back and say you got to call in. So then you'll call in that number. I've got one woman who's got 36 hours in. That was last Friday. So I don't know how many hours she's got in now. She still can't get her unemployment. And this was killing these people. They have no job. They have no income whatsoever. And a lot of these are single mothers. So they depend on hoping that this unemployment to come in at least to buy food and supplies for the children. They can't get it. So the biggest complaint that Pete and I are hearing is this is a disaster on this unemployment program. Unbelievable how bad it is. And I've got a list here that I've been hoping I can get a hold of somebody. I talked to LCB yesterday about seeing what I can do to get a hold of the director. But they hired 80 more people, but these people are telling them how to work the computer. They said, wait, we've done that. But it says we have to call and talk to you guys to find out why we're kicked out. They said, well, that's not our job. You'll have to call back that other number. Nobody answers that other number.
So tell me what you and Pete Gokocea are asking of the governor in your op-ed and in general. What is it you want from the if the governor could be listening, and he might be listening right now, for all we know, what would be your message to the governor? What do you want from the governor?
Well, number one, they've got to get this unemployment fixed. They've got people off from DMV. They got people off from NDOT. They got people off from all these different agencies. Put them to work helping getting these unemployment, at least where there's some money coming in, number one. Get that settled right away. That's number one, I think. Number two is get some of these small businesses open. Get you know, you can separate them. You can have people stop at the door, whatever. But you're making people go through back doors to get stuff done because they can't get what they need. Now you see that the health food stores are totally shut down. And I know hundreds of people that don't believe in the regular medicine, so they use health food and they use healthy produce and stuff.
Yeah.
They're shut. Now, we're not shutting down the big stores, but we're shutting down the little stores. That's ridiculous.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about people. Are they to the I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore perspective? We've seen protests in Carson City. We've seen them here in Las Vegas. We got a big one that's coming on Friday as they're going to drive down Las Vegas Boulevard all the way to the Grant Sawyer building. Where are people you're talking to? Are they mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore?
You know, I have an open door policy in my office, and that goes from my phone. It rings at nighttime when I leave the office at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I go home. My phone's still ringing at home. So the biggest complaint I'm hearing is that people say nobody's listening to us. This is a disaster for our family. You know, eventually it's going to come out of this thing. How are they going to pay these back bills? How are they going to do this? It's going to take years. But the problem is nobody's listening to these people. Pete and I are listening to them, and the city is listening to them, the city of Elko and the county commission. So I think at the point, if they don't do something, the bubble's going to break. And I can tell you, it's not going to be nice. People are rallying, and you should see them here. I mean, my phone don't quit.
Wow. In a final minute, what would be your message to the people, not only of District 33, but across the state, from a guy who is dedicated to helping people out, public service. Tell me what the message is.
Hope. Hope and try to, you know, right now you can't leave a message at the governor's office. It's all jammed up. But I'd write letters and start bombarding these guys and let them know, you know, listen to us. We're the people. And that's what the government is. It's supposed to be we the people. And I don't have a boundary. You know, my district goes from the Idaho border, Utah border, all the way to Caliente. But I'm taking as many calls out of Reno, Douglas, Nye, Las Vegas, Henderson. I get so many calls from all over the state because I don't believe in boundaries. I believe that the people in the state of Nevada, even though my district is Elko and Ely and Eureka and White Pine, I don't believe in boundaries. If you got a problem and they're not listening, call me and I'll do whatever I can to help.
And what is that? So, what is that number?
775-738-6284.
One more time slowly.
738-6284.
And in a final question, in places like Wisconsin where they've challenged the constitutionality of these stay-at-home orders, we don't know where that will end up going. Is it worth bringing up in this environment to question whether the governor is within his powers to essentially put people on house arrest?
Well, I think what's going to happen if come May 1st, if there's not some kind of decisions or guidance or something that these people can put their hands on, right now all you're hearing is no, instead of saying, let's get together and see what we can do to make this work. And this, like, soft starts or something. If they don't hear that by May 1, I'm sure you're going to see a revolt, and there's going to be stuff challenged. Right now, you've got an attorney out of Reno that his father's a doctor, and he's already filed suit this week against the governor's idea on medication that the governor's outlawed. And the professionals say, no, that's the only thing that's going to save these people. So that lawsuit's been filed.
So people are rising up. John Ellison, always good to visit with you. Hopefully we'll get together under better circumstances soon. And let's just pray that we get past this and we can get our lives back together, all of us. Thank you so much for all you do. And again, keep fighting that good fight, sir.
And, sir, can I say one thing?
Yes.
If they don't open these churches and separate them, they're even going to have a worse problem because the people that stand neutral are going to be the ones that are going to come out against it.
Wow. John Ellison, thank you so much, my friend.
You bet, my friend. God
thank
bless you.
You guys. There you go. John Ellison, State Assemblyman, District 33, joining us. Stick around. Coming up, Carolyn Goodman versus the governor. Both were on CNN yesterday. We'll let you hear from both. That's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just love that. I just love that. So good. This is so good. I want you to hear Steve Sisolak. And this is Steve Sisolak. Let's go to cut eight. Responding to Mayor Carolyn Goodman. You heard her comments yesterday on this program. I'll let you hear him again a little bit later on. But this is Steve Sisolak with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN.
I'm just wondering what you make of the push by the mayor, who has no responsibility or say over when the casinos actually open, that saying that it should open now and that there was no disease in Las Vegas.
Well, Anderson, I appreciate you having me on and allowing me to respond to some of what she said. We are clearly not ready to open. We have, sadly, since you did that interview, we now have 187 deaths in the state of Nevada, but over 4,100 positive cases. I will not allow the citizens of Nevada, our Nevadans, to be used as a control group, as a placebo, whatever she wants to call it. I certainly will not allow that. I can tell you our largest trade union on the Strip, Culinary Union 226, lost 11 members. They've lost 11 members to COVID-19 already. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they don't lose 11 more.
You know, clearly the, you know, one can quibble with how she, the mayor, says things and her logic or lack thereof. But there is, you know, look, there's certainly a lot of people who want to get back to business. I'm sure you want to get back to business. What do you say, though, to those who say, look, you know, the solution to this is, you know, it's, you know, keeping us all locked up in our homes and socially distant. It's not worth the pain and the cost, economic and, you know, personal to people long term.
Well, I've been saying that for 5 weeks now, Anderson, and you're absolutely right. And we've got, I've never been prouder to be in Nevada than I am now, because when we put in restrictions, our executive orders and directives that called for social distancing and they called for hygiene and they called for no large groups and, you know, face coverings, you know, outside of your home, we've been able to keep our numbers as low as they are right now, the 187, 4,100, because of that. And I've got an enormous amount of cooperation from the vast majority of our citizens. Now, there are clearly some that don't see things my way and that they've resisted. But most elected officials, I can tell you, the Mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy, and the Chair of the Clark County Commission, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, they've done nothing but help me to try to expand our testing, expand our tracing, and to open at the proper time. Las Vegas is a great place to be. It's a fun time. It's a great place to have a convention, to come for a party, an extended vacation, whatever that may be. And we want to welcome everybody back to Las Vegas. We want to welcome them back to the lights on the Strip. But that's not today, and it's not tomorrow.
Please shut up now.
The governor does not paint a very pretty picture, because we need 14 straight days of declines. And my question is, well, if that's the case, we're never going to get there, because we're going to be testing more. We're not testing less. And then therein lies the problem. He said the state will not know when the 14-day clock starts ticking until perhaps several days into the process. So we'll have to have a couple of days of down hospital admissions, things like that. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Wayne Allen Root is coming up next, live and local now.